This is KUT. Austin ISD offers advanced placement courses at all of its schools, but the percentage of students who score high enough on the AP test to receive college credit varies from campus to campus. KUT's Kate McGee breaks down the data.
Luke Hune has been a math teacher at Crockett High School for 11 years. She teaches two AP calculus classes and dual credit pre-calc. In her free time, she makes dance videos with her students, including this video pitch she made to be on the TV show Dancing with the Stars.
In South Central Austin at CHS, in the classroom is where I teach doing my best. Teaching kids calculus because math is cool, derivatives, integrals, and the chain rule.
Hune is an experienced teacher who has received multiple AP course trainings by the College Board, and she's very open about something other teachers may be less likely to admit.
A lot of my kids don't pass the AP test.
Passing usually means scoring a 3, 4, or 5 score on a 1 through 5 scale.
I look at how much math they have learned, and I find that to be successful.
In 2015, 19 students at Crockett took one of the two AP calculus exams, but fewer than 5 students passed.
For me, it's more important for kids to get exposure than to identify the kids that are going to pass. In fact, at the end of the year, there's a lot of my kids that don't even take the AP calculus test because it's $85, and a lot of our kids can't afford that.
2/3 of the students at Crockett come from low-income families.
I ask them how many of them can go home and have their parents help them with their homework. And most of them can't. And I ask them how many of them want to grow up to be parents that can help their kids with their homework. And all of them want to. Like, everybody wants to be able to help their kids. And I'm like, that's why you're in calculus, because the more you know, the more you're going to be able to help your kids later.
The situation is similar at other AISD schools that are majority low income. Few students pass the AP exams. At many of these schools, students are focusing on other ways to get college credit, like dual credit classes. Meanwhile, at high schools with students from higher income families, like Bowie and McCallum, nearly 90% of students who take it pass the AP calculus test. But Kuhn says the test score isn't representative of where her kids are headed. Sometimes Kuhn says her students take the AP class but don't take the test.
All of my kids that are going into engineering, they're going to recommend that they take calculus at the school they're going to anyway. So I had a couple of kids that didn't even take it. And if you're going to Baylor, they only accept 5s. I had a kid going to Georgetown, they only accept 5s. And so a lot of people have just been opting out, and I think that as a school, we shouldn't pressure them to take a test that doesn't really mean that much.
Kuhn says if her students end the year with more confidence that they can do math, that's just as important as passing the AP test. Kate McGee, KUT News.